Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network worldwide. I'm Burke Allen, and in just a couple of moments, we'll talk with Jay Roman, the Ambassador of Encouragement. First, though, a quick invitation for you to visit us online at freemediaexpert.com, freemediaexpert.com, and find out about our upcoming media and marketing training seminar here in the world's media capital, Washington, D.C., February 26th, 27th, and 28th. That website, again, is freemediaexpert.com. Well, in today's world, the majority of people spend more time talking negatively than they do positively. And it's understandable with the horrible news from Haiti of the earthquake, the constant bickering here in Washington, D.C., where our studios are, amongst the politicians on the left and the right. Negativity seems to be the order of the day, and that's where the Ambassador of Encouragement, Jay Roman, becomes a superhero to save our airwaves. And it's great to have Jay Roman on the air with us today. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Bert.
Now, Jay, this tag, the Ambassador of Encouragement, where did that come from, and what makes you so darn encouraging?
Well, Bert, I have always been one of those type of people that have always looked at everything in a positive light. And when people are negative, it really kind of goes against the grain. My tagline, Ambassador of Encouragement, actually comes from the mission statement that I have created in my life, and I think everybody should have a mission statement. It doesn't matter where that mission statement comes from. Mine actually comes from the Bible, Hebrews 3:13, which says that we need to encourage each other while it is still today, so our hearts do not become hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And out of that, I became the Ambassador of Encouragement. My whole life is to come alongside people, to build them up, and to help them achieve their destiny. That's what we should all be willing to do, is to give of ourselves to others and to encourage them.
It's very much the golden rule, isn't it? If you'd like to join us on the conversation today, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, or you can send a chat message into the WAMS studios, and we'd be happy to ask Jay those questions. Now, Jay, as I read through materials about you, in fact, we learned, though, that you went through a pretty tough spell. At one time, and these are your words, not mine, you say you were an alcoholic.
Yes. I started drinking at a very young age, and I would consider myself alcoholic probably by the age of 10.
By the age of 10?
Yes, by the age of 10. We lived on a little farm, an acreage, and I would steal beer out of the refrigerator in our basement patio, and I would drink it, and I would hide the empty cans in a box. And then when nobody was around, I would take those cans and I would throw them out into the field. Well, that was fine until they harvested the field, and all of a sudden all these cans started showing up.
They're harvesting Budweiser immediately.
That's what they turned out to be harvesting. And because of that, I continued to drink. I drank through high school. I drank when I got into the service. And I picked up 3 DWIs because of that. And there came a point in my life where I could no longer see myself living drinking or living not drinking.
Now, when you start drinking at the age of 10, by the time you're old, let's say you're of legal drinking age, you're 21, how much would you drink on a daily basis?
Burke, I would probably drink as a young child. I couldn't have too much. I'd drink a couple of beers because I was I'd get a buzz, and that was what I was happy with. As I got to be older and I went into the service, I would drink a case of beer, and I would have blackouts, and I wouldn't remember driving. I could have killed somebody and not even have known it. And as a point of interest, Burke, I got sober before I was old enough to drink.
Before you were legally old enough?
That's correct.
Is that right? And was there a defining moment then as a young adult where you said, this has to stop? Was there one sort of aha moment for you?
Well, you know, that's a good question. There's two parts to that answer. The first part is I had just gotten out of jail, a military jail, for driving under influence on a military base. And I can remember as if it was yesterday. I'm driving around this curve, and I'm beating the steering wheel. I'm going, you know, something's wrong here. Something's not right. I need some help. Somebody has got to help me. And so I was able to say that I was an alcoholic at that time. It was easy for me to admit. Whether I was really ready yet or not to do anything about it, that was another question. And then several years later, after I'd gotten out of the service, I got picked up for a DWI while I was in civilian life, and I got sent through a diversion program. And one day, because I did some farming back then, raised livestock, I was standing in the veterinarian's clinic, and this young lady that I thought was kind of cute, all of a sudden I saw on her desk that she had an application to go work somewhere. And all of a sudden, my whole life, it was like I was a big four-wheel drive tractor, and that tractor was stuck in the mud, and it was spinning its wheels, but it wasn't going anywhere. And it was at that moment that I realized that my life, I was just spinning my wheels, but I wasn't going anywhere but farther down.
And Jay Roman, by the way, is our guest today, the ambassador of encouragement. He's a best-selling author and public speaker. You can see on the road and online, too, at encouraging101.org, encouraging101.org. We're talking about Jay's early struggles with alcohol before he became the ambassador of encouragement. And Jay, when you decided to stop drinking, was it a cold turkey thing? And if so, how does that affect somebody physically who's been drinking since the age of 10?
You know, we're all different. For me, it was cold turkey. I walked out of that veterinarian's clinic that day, and I said to myself, I will never pick up another drink, because I realized that if I did, I was going to die, and I had too much that I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, what happens is, whether it's alcohol, or I was also addicted at one time to chewing tobacco, when we let go of those things, all of a sudden we have to start experiencing emotions. And when you start to experience emotions, you don't know what to do with them. And when I gave up drinking and I would get angry, I wouldn't just get mad. I would get crazy-minded angry. And I had to learn how to deal with that anger, because I would hurt people or animals, if they really got me mad, I would hurt them. And so I had to learn how to deal with that. Anybody that comes out of an addiction has to understand that in some ways it's going to get worse before it gets better. And they have to learn how to deal with those emotions that they've never really dealt with before.
Jay Roman is our guest today, and we're talking about how you can turn your life around and really be an encouragement to others around you. And so you were the quintessential angry drunk then as a young guy.
Yes, I was. And actually more than an angry drunk, because when I drank, I was happy or I was passed out. I was more of the angry sober person.
The angry hungover guy.
Yes, that was me.
Jay Roman is a public speaker who travels all across the country, encouraging his audiences to reach their full potential and achieve the destiny that they've been called to. And I think that everyone, without an exception, Jay, has a destiny somewhere inside of them, a special purpose. How do you encourage people to discover what that destiny and that purpose is?
Well, you know, first of all, you've got to ask people questions in two ways. Number one, you've got to ask them questions that you want them to ask themselves. A lot of times what happens is that we just kind of go along life and we really don't pay much attention to what's really going on. But in order to really stop and start to think about what's going on in our lives and what we want to do in our lives, I, as the ambassador of encouragement, I ask people what they want out of life, and then I ask them what are they going to do to get what they want out of life. So really, for anybody, and anybody can be an ambassador of encouragement, in order to encourage people and build them up and make them feel good about themselves, you've got to ask them questions that will force them to ask themselves what it is that they want out of life.
So it's really then all about achievement, and I guess that begs the question, does it work for organizations, companies, businesses? How can you help businesses, especially in a down economy like we've experienced the last 18 months or so, to achieve even more?
Well, you know, then we come back to that personal brand that we have, that mission statement that we have. Because I've had ups and downs. Being an ambassador of encouragement, it's like having a rudder on you. And everything that you do in life, you take a look at that mission statement that you have, and it needs to guide you like that rudder where you want to go. Organizations are the same way. There was a time when an organization spent a lot of money on putting together one of those mission statements, and it seems like all of a sudden those mission statements ended up on a shelf gathering dust someplace. What organizations need to do, what individuals need to do, is they need to ask themselves, what's our mission? What is it that we really want to get out of life? What is it that we really want to do in society? Not just making money, because money isn't everything. Money doesn't make you happy. None of us do what we do to make money. What we get out of making money is how we feel with what we're doing with that money. And so what we have got to learn, that organizations and individuals need to encourage others and encourage themselves to go after that dream, to go after that mission that they have, and to achieve that destiny that all of us really have for our lives.
Our guest is Jay Roman. He's the ambassador of encouragement, and he works with individuals and businesses all over the United States to help them maximize their performance. And Jay, if you come into a company and they're not performing at full speed, why is that generally? What what can be done if you are a business owner? Maybe you're listening today and you've got a business that's not firing on all cylinders and your people are achieving maybe only half their potential. You know, why is that, and how do you get them over the hump?
Well, you know, that's not an easy answer. There could be any number of reasons. A lot of times what I find is that maybe there's not a culture of trust, that employees don't trust each other or they don't trust the owner. It could also be a lack of a culture of customer service. They don't understand what customer service is really all about. And a lot of organizations that I come into contact with, especially as a customer, is that sometimes as a customer I'm made to feel like I am a bother to them.
Right.
When in fact, I'm really why they're there. And so we need to figure out exactly what type of culture that they have. And then we need to figure out what type of culture the organization wants to have. And we need to figure out what we're missing and what we need to have. And then we can work on developing those cultures. It's all about the culture, encouraging the culture. I do a lot of work in the occupational health and safety industry. And one of the things that I do a lot of teaching on is encouraging a culture of safety, that if you really want employees to be safe within an organization, they need to have that culture of safety that comes automatic to them. And the same thing is true with a culture of trust, a culture of customer service, whatever it might be. That culture has got to form so that it becomes natural to whoever is in that culture.
We're talking with Jay Roman today, the ambassador of encouragement, and you can visit Jay online at encouraging101.org. That's encouraging101.org. More with Jay Roman on WAMS 60 Seconds. Hang on.
Do you like to get up in front of groups? Do you like to speak and share your ideas with others? Or do you need to speak to be more successful? We can help. Just go to SeminarOnSeminars.com. The Seminar on Seminars is an intensive two-day hands-on event that will give you all the tools necessary to double or even triple your income as a seminar promoter, regardless of what field you're in. You'll learn the seven deadly sins seminar leaders make and how you can avoid them, how to develop a cash-in-your-sleep autopilot product marketing system, five keys to selling 35 to 50% more products from the platform, speaking tips that'll dramatically increase your evaluations and repeat customers, and much more. Go to SeminarOnSeminars.com now. That's SeminarOnSeminars.com. Or to get a special deal for Seminar on Seminars, call 800-345-DEAL, 800-345-DEAL, or visit SeminarOnSeminars.com. Do it now. That's SeminarOnSeminars.com.
We're back on WAMS Radio Worldwide, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen from our studios here in Washington, D.C. And today we're talking with Jay Roman, the ambassador of encouragement, an author, public speaker. And Jay is online at encouraging101.com. That's encouraging101, actually encouraging101.org. Sorry about that, Jay. Encouraging101.org. And Jay, what about these horrible situations that you hear about in the news on a daily basis? Of course, right now, one of the worst tragedies in the history of the Western Hemisphere, this earthquake in Haiti. And gosh, it's got to be really tough to have an encouraging spin or an encouraging way of looking at that.
Well, you know, that's true. One of the things that I have found through personal experience is that whenever we have something that comes up in our lives that's negative, there's always something positive that we can find for our own life. And even though there's tragedy, there is. A good example is this last May, I had a mild stroke, and that completely changed my life. I traveled throughout the United States, internationally as well, and when I had the stroke, it kind of brought me to a stop. It changed everything. And yet, I realized that there's still some things that I can do with my life. Now, we talk about Haiti, and we talk about the devastation that's going on there. And, you know, they have one of two choices. They can sit around, and they can feel sorry for themselves. Now, that doesn't solve a whole lot. Or they can say, this is a part of life. What am I going to do about it that really is going to make a difference for me and for other people? It's simply a decision that they need to make, because I can tell you from personal experience that sitting around and feeling sorry for myself doesn't get me anywhere.
Jay Roman is the ambassador of encouragement, and he works with businesses and individuals to do things like encourage successful teamwork on the job and leading and encouraging people through change and encouraging time management and effective leadership skills and encouraging customer service, which is something I definitely want to spend some time with in the interview today. But first, let's go to Bill. Bill is in Montana, and he's listening to WAMS. Hi, Bill. You're on the air with the ambassador of encouragement, Jay Roman.
Hey, Jay, I had a question. My nephew just recently lost his job, And I was wondering if you could give me some type of encouraging words or phrases that I can use next time I see them.
That's a great question, Jay, and I'm sure lots of our listeners have run up against someone who is unemployed in this economic downturn. You know, what can you say that's genuine to those folks without pandering to them?
Well, you know, and I have a couple of nephews and a niece of my own that I find I have to encourage because they're unemployed as well. And the best thing that we can do is we can encourage them by simply saying, you know, I understand it's not working out the way that you want it to, but I know you can do it, letting them know that you believe in them. And then you need to start asking them questions because understand, as I said before, a door has opened up. A door closed somewhere, but a door has opened up. And now, as I do with my nephew, as I ask him, well, what is it that you really want to do in life? What is it that you really want to accomplish? What is it that you really love? And through that, they start dreaming and they start thinking and they start planning. And I'm going to tell you something. They may be unemployed today, but if they have a real dream to accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish, they can accomplish it. All they need from people like you and I is a little bit of encouragement and a belief in them that they can accomplish things that maybe they don't believe that they can accomplish themselves.
All right. Thanks very much, Jay.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, the number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Jay Roman is the ambassador of encouragement, and on your website you talk about there being a difference between change and transition. And, what is the difference if you're in a job change or a job transition? What's the difference that you see there?
Well, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all about the transition of what's happening. When there is change, in my mind, what I think about is somebody comes up and something then is different when they walk away. That's what true change is. But when you start talking about transition, what happens then is a person comes up to me and they start asking me about how I feel about what's happening. What recommendations do I have about what's happening? They start asking me questions and start asking me to get involved in what's going on. And then it starts to become a transition from point A to point B. A lot of times it's gradual, it happens, and I feel a lot better about what's happening rather than all of a sudden somebody saying, things are different now, this is the way it is. And then I have this change. And like anything else, then I start feeling bad about that change. I start rebelling against it because now all of a sudden I'm going through a grieving process. There's something that's happened. I'm losing the old familiarity, and I'm moving into something new that I really don't know what's going on. And so there's a difference between change and a transition into something different.
The ambassador of encouragement is Jay Roman. He's a public speaker and author and our guest today on WAMS Radio. And we've talked about encouraging folks when they're going through a job change or job transition. Now, Jay, here's my pet peeve, and let's see what you can tell us about encouraging more of a culture of customer service. That seems to be a real lost art in America today. And, I know we all get frustrated when we pick up the telephone and you have a tough time getting a real live human being on the phone to answer a question or someone that speaks any semblance of anything close to the native tongue. So how can we, in broad terms, encourage better customer service in the world of 2010?
You know, that's a real good question. And I don't have it completely mastered myself. Because I, too, when I pick up the phone, I get somebody that I can't understand. And I tend to, that's where we start having that problem with trust, that culture of trust. Because if I can't understand them, I don't think they can understand me. And there's a little bit of doubt in my mind as a customer. I think what organizations need to do is they need to start asking themselves, what is it that we want our customers to feel? You see, when I call a company and I get a hold of somebody in India, there's nothing wrong with that person. People from India are intelligent, they're bright, there's nothing wrong with them, but it's the perception that I have. And so, first of all, organizations have to figure out what is it that they want their customers to feel. And then when you start dealing with your employees, now you need to create that culture of customer service. You need to develop that culture where no matter how the customer acts or what the customer says, that person that is serving that customer is understanding, they care about them, and they continue to serve them as much as possible. And I think where we lose the art is that management doesn't seem to care, and because management doesn't care, the employee doesn't care, and because the employee doesn't care, the customer gets upset, and now they don't care, and what happens is everything starts rolling downhill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be, at least perceptually, much worse now than it was maybe 10 or 20 years ago. So is there something that our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation may have known that we don't know or don't take advantage of today?
I'm not sure whether it was something that they knew that we didn't. It was a different way that they lived. There are things going on in society that maybe 10, 20 years ago would not be accepted in today's society. Customer service is one of those. Remember there was a time when you could, and we're probably not old enough to remember this, but I know my mother would drive up to a gas station and somebody would come out, they'd fill the car, they'd wash the windows, and they would take their money and they would talk to them while they were doing that.
Sure.
In today's society, that doesn't happen anymore. You drive up to what's called a convenience store, and you get out and you pump your own gas. And if you don't use a credit card, most of the time, because of the price of gas, you have to walk into the store, pay for the gas first, and then come back because, once again, there's no trust. That culture of trust is gone, and that culture of customer service is gone. So I'm not sure that it's something that they knew more than we know. It's just a different society that has a different goal. They have different outcomes that they want, and a lot of times that's more money for doing less work.
Our guest is Jay Roman. He's an author, a public speaker, and a corporate and individual trainer on the art of encouragement. And if you'd like to visit him online, you can at encouraging101, that's the number 101.org, encouraging101.org. Well, Jay, when you break it down, all these different things that you teach, we have about 60 seconds. You teach encouraging teams, change and transition, time management, leadership skills, customer service. What's most in demand today in terms of encouragement? What do people really seem to want to know about?
What they want to know in their life is how can they impact another person? How can they, whether it's a customer, whether it's a coworker, whatever it might be, they want to know how can they impact another person at a positive level, and when they do impact that person, what are they going to get out of it? And let me tell you what they're going to get out of it. They're going to get a good feeling that they have impacted that person, that whether it's their job or that relationship, it is something that they've been able to create themselves. And whenever I talk to anybody and I close out the conversation, and I'll close out this conversation with this, Burke, remember, encouragement is a thumbs up to the soul.
I love it. Jay Roman has been our guest today on WAMS Radio, and I encourage you to visit Jay online at encouraging101.org. encouraging101.org. That's encouraging101.org. Now go out and make it a great day. And thanks for listening to WAMS Radio.
Mama's in the next room watching TV. Dad is sitting there next to her like a hair's 4 years. I'm in the living room banging on an old upright where my world began, discovering the music.